Headquarters. Just a minute, please.
Detective Bureau, Lieutenant Marshall.
If the telephone company supervisor.
Yes?
The subscriber at Parkway 3402 has just called the police station. The operator heard cries for help and the line went dead.
Hold it. You got a short call car, Ed.
All right.
What's the address?
The telephone is registered to J.W. North, 3205 Wood Terrace, apartment 3.
3205 Wood Terrace, apartment 3.
Right.
Thanks.
Walt?
Get Sergeant Mulrooney to take my desk. I'm going on an investigation.
Walt, go.
Up there, this way.
What's the dope on the call, Lieutenant?
No, some dame called police headquarters, and then the line went dead. Telephone operator heard some cries for help or something, and the supervisor called me. That's all I know. Try the door.
Locked.
Yeah, well, most of these outside doors on apartment houses are locked at night. Ring the bell for the janitor.
Right. There it is.
Did you see any lights on in the building when we drove up?
I thought I saw one over on this side, downstairs. Somebody's fumbling with the lock now, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is the worst job I ever had. I'm always having to get up in the middle of the night. Oh.
All right. Stop mumbling to yourself and show us where apartment 3 is.
Yes, sir. This way, Mr. Captain, sir.
Did you bring that guy to life?
Here it is, Mr. Captain, sir.
Knock on the door, Ed.
Right.
I don't think there's nobody at home, Mr. Captain, sir.
Yeah, we'll find out about that. You beat it back to your room and get some clothes on and get back here.
Yes, sir.
Try it again, Ed.
No luck, Lieutenant.
See if you can see anything through the keyhole. Looks like the lights are on in there.
Can't see anything, sir. I'll beat on the door again.
Wait a minute. There's a door opening down the hall.
Say, what's all the racket?
You live in this apartment?
I live in the next apartment here. What's all the trouble?
Did you hear anything in this apartment a few minutes ago?
No, I didn't. Why?
I don't know. Give us a hand with this door.
Okay.
What? Look, Lieutenant. There's a woman lying on the floor.
Yeah, and she's bound and gagged. Quick, give me a hand here.
Can I be of assistance?
Yeah, take her feet.
All right. Yeah, lift her up there. Yeah. Bring her over here. Yeah. There you are.
You know this woman?
Well, I know who she is, that's all. It's Mrs. North.
Now take this knife and cut the slits from around her ankles.
Very well.
You got some water, Ed.
Yeah, okay. Where'll I get it?
The bathroom should be right through there.
Oh, yes, it is.
I think she just fainted. Rub her wrist a bit, will you?
Who do you think tied her up?
Yeah, looks to me like
Lieutenant.
Yeah?
There's a dead man in a bed in the next room.
What?
A dead man. 2 bullets holes in his forehead. He's lying in a bed in there.
Oh, here you take care of Mrs. North. Very well.
Right in here, Lieutenant. I thought I was going to get the water here. There he is.
Yeah. Dead, all right. 2 of them, right through the head.
Yeah.
The screen's been cut around the hook here. Whoever did it must have come in the room by the window.
things laying all over the dresser here, Lieutenant. Yeah. All the earmarks of a robbery. There's a jewel case empty. Here's an empty wallet.
Yeah. Well, you better get a call in on this right away, Ed. See if you can scare up a phone in this guy's apartment next door and call in. Get Dr. Evans and a couple of fingerprint men out here right away.
It's very evident, Lieutenant. Two shots entering the forehead and passing entirely through the head were the cause of death. Mm. The man died without moving.
Do you think he was shot while he was asleep?
Yes. At least everything points to that conclusion.
Well, then that explodes the burglary idea.
How so?
No yig, not even a couple of amateurs are going to shoot a man just for the fun of doing it. They might shoot if the guy they were robbing woke up, but they wouldn't commit murder without cause.
So what did the woman in the next room tell you?
I haven't talked to her yet. When she came to, she was hysterical. I thought it best to get your report first and then talk to her.
Well, that's all I can tell you until after the autopsy.
There's one other thing I'd like to know before you go, Doctor.
What's that?
How far away from the man's forehead was the gun held?
Fairly close. Not over a foot.
I see. All right, Doctor, thanks. I'll get the autopsy report this afternoon. When you finish here, leave by the kitchen door, will you? I'm going in the next room to talk to Mr. North.
He's kind of quieted now, Lieutenant.
Oh, that's good. I'll talk to her. Mrs. North.
Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Marshall. The man in the next room is your husband, I believe.
That's right.
Oh, now, ma'am, I want you to try to be brave and tell us just what happened here tonight.
Well, I'll try.
Just try to stop crying, ma'am. It'll be a lot easier.
Right.
Yeah, that's better. Now, just start at the beginning and tell us everything.
Yes. John and I had been to an early show. He was tired and went right to bed.
Just a minute. What time was this, Miss North?
About 10 o'clock.
Go ahead.
Well, John went right to bed. Not being very sleepy, I sat up for a while to read. I had been reading for perhaps 10 minutes or so when I heard a window open.
In your husband's room?
Yes. I thought it was John and didn't pay much attention. Then I heard voices, so I got up to investigate and... Oh.
And what, Mrs. North? Come along now. Come along.
Well, I went into the room. A man grabbed me by the throat and pushed me out of the room. I struggled with him, but he threw me down on the sofa and he started choking me.
Take it easy now, ma'am.
I heard John wake up, and the man who was choking me called to someone in the next room to shut that guy up. I was almost unconscious, but I remember seeing a man standing at the foot of John's bed, take out a gun and fire 2 shots. Then I fainted.
I see.
Some time later, I came to and found that I was tied. The room was so still, I knew that something terrible had happened, so I rolled off the sofa and worked the gag out of my mouth and upset the telephone stand. I remember calling for the police, but I guess I must have fainted again.
I see. Mrs. North, was your husband carrying a large sum of money tonight?
Why, yes, he was. $700, I believe.
And were the jewels in your jewel box of much value?
Some of them were.
Well, it looks like a couple of hold-up men came in here tonight. Your husband tried to scuffle with them and was shot. Lucky they didn't turn their guns on you, ma'am.
Did you get a very good look at the men, lady?
Oh, yes. Can you give us a description of these two men?
I'm afraid I can't. You see, it was very dark.
But surely you must have noticed something about them.
Well, they were dressed in dark suits and were masked. That's all I remember. Oh, why did John struggle with them?
Oh, there now, ma'am. Just try to calm yourself. You'll have to pull yourself together for the inquest.
The inquest?
Yeah. The coroner's jury will hold an inquest, you know, probably in the morning. I suggest you lie down here and try to get some sleep. I'll leave an officer on guard.
I'll try.
We'll be back in the morning. In the meantime, don't worry. Come on, Ed. Oh, just a minute. I wonder if you'd show me just where you were lying when the hold-up man was choking you.
Why, yes. I was lying across the foot of the sofa, here, like this.
And you saw the other bandit shoot your husband?
Yes.
That's all, ma'am. Come on, Ed. We'll see you in the morning, Miss North.
That dame's the biggest liar I ever heard.
Yeah, don't I know it. Come on.
Where are you going?
To talk to this fellow in the next apartment here. What's the name on the door?
Donald Woods.
Yeah. Oh, you still up, Mr. Woods?
Yes, I couldn't go to sleep after what happened here tonight. Believe me, I'm moving the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and perhaps it's a good thing we came in here to see you tonight.
To see me?
Yes, do you mind?
Why, no, not at all. Come in.
Right. You know, I can't understand why you didn't hear those two shots in the next apartment tonight, Mr. Wood.
Well, I can't either. Perhaps the burglars used a silencer.
That may be. How well do you know Mrs. North?
Why, hardly at all. I've only seen her a few times going in and out of her apartment.
I see. And Mr. North?
I didn't know him either.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Woods, as near as we can figure out, the shooting took place at 10:15. What were you doing at that time?
Oh, that will probably explain why I didn't hear the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm a rabid radio fan. I was listening to the Philadelphia Symphony. They were playing the Brahms Symphony No. 4 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very ponderous thing, very loud.
Oh, yes.
I probably wouldn't have heard the shot even if it had been fired in this room.
That's right. Now, Ed, would you ask Mrs. North to step in here for just a minute, please?
Sure thing, Lieutenant. But really, I...
Now, that's all right, Woods. It's very nice to have Mrs. North sitting in there all alone with a dead man in the bedroom.
Right in here, lady.
Oh, yes. Come in, Mrs. North. Sit down over here, please. You know Mr. Woods, I believe.
Well, we've never been introduced. How do you do, Mr. Woods?
How do you do? I'm...
Oh, that's no way to act. Why don't you two get friendly?
What do you mean?
Go on, get friendly. That's not the way for sweethearts to act.
Why, you...
Sit down, both of you. There. Now, don't think that you've been pulling the wool over my eyes. Now, that's it. That's it. Cry. I can safely say, Mrs. North, that without a doubt, you are the poorest actress I've ever seen. And believe me, I've seen some bad ones.
I won't be a party to this.
I wouldn't want to either if I were in your shoes. Now, sit down. Now, listen, Mrs. North. You spilled the beans right from the start. You said you heard your husband call out. And the medical examiner said that the man was asleep when he was shot. That's asleep when he was shot. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two was when you said you saw this second man standing at the foot of the bed fire two shots into your husband. There are two things wrong with that. First, you can't see the foot of the bed from the sofa in your living room. And second, a man standing at the foot of your husband's bed couldn't hold a revolver within 12 inches of your husband's head, as in this case.
I won't stay here.
Oh, yes, you will. You made some mistakes too, Woods. In the first place, you said you were listening to the radio at 10:15 tonight.
Yes, I was. I was right here in this room listening to the Philadelphia Symphony.
That's a lie, Woods. You made your mistake by just one night. You see, I'm somewhat of a radio fan myself, and the Philadelphia Symphony is on tomorrow night, not tonight.
Well,
we're going to sit right here in this nice, cozy room with our hands folded in our laps until you two decide which one of you killed that man and which one of you helped to do it.